Welcome, everybody, to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com/CBSSports and use the offer code FUN.
Fun.
You old school fans of the podcast, remember Squarespace. Just go ahead and use that offer.
Come you're not on. Listening to an old one.
No, you're not.
Is AdamAzer.com still up?
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah. It hasn't been updated in a while, but yeah, it is. Adam Azer and Scott White here on Monday, September 15th. You've got a lot of time to set your lineup, and we're going to help you look at a whole bunch of hot and cold players and tell you if you should put them in your lineup. Scott's got the best and worst hitting matchups and some sleepers to consider. We did two-star pitchers on Wednesday with Al. But we'll answer some questions as well. We have some tweets and emails. Chris Davis, suspended for the rest of the regular season and the first eight playoff games if they make it that far. Shelby Miller's been great. Jake McGee's been bad. Glenn Perkins has been bad. Anthony Rizzo could be back tonight. So, Scott, I want to make sure we help the people out there. So, as long as you're cool with that. You like people, right?
Sometimes. The ones who listen to this podcast, sure.
Let's read some tweets. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jay Bando, Paxton at Houston or Tehran against the Mets?
Oh, I'm going Tehran there.
Howard or Rizzo?
I'm going to trust that Rizzo is going to be back. If my only alternative is Howard, I'll go Rizzo there.
All right, some more. We've got MTW, Sonny Gray against Texas, Mike Fiers against St. Louis, or a two-start struggling Hisashi Iwakuma at the Angels and at the Astros.
Ooh, I like that Astros matchup.
I don't like that Iwakuma guy, though. Four bad ones in a row. Well, three out of four.
I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go for the two starts there. It's a tough choice, though. Those are three good options.
That's a head-to-head points league, by the way. Vance Worley has two starts. Andrew Jacobs wants to know if you're interested. He has Boston and Milwaukee. As Worley's back in the as Morton's back in the rotation, Worley stays in. And oh, no, Worley's in the bullpen. So maybe he meant Morton. Yeah. Morton has Boston and Milwaukee.
He couldn't have been Morton, because why would you want to start Morton?
So
off the DL.
No, he said Worley. I'm guessing he meant Morton. Don't start Morton.
No.
Right?
Or Worley, for that matter.
There you go. Do you have any hope that Stanton could be back later this week?
No, not really.
Yeah, he's probably going to be out for the year, right?
Yeah, that's the indication. Even though it seems like he's been progressing better than they thought, it still seems like why put him back out there.
And this is a tough one. Would you go with, in a points league, for the championship? This is from DM Fantasy. You cannot lose him his championship, Scott, okay?
It's on me, huh?
Kenley Jansen, who has three games at Colorado and four at the Cubs, or Mike Fiers facing the Cardinals?
It's a points league, I guess.
Yes, sir.
I'm going Mike Fiers.
Really?
I am. Yeah. It's just been too good.
Okay. Mike Fiers it is. He has been.
I hope
awesome.
He doesn't. I mean, my only concern, he was the one who hit Stan in the face and seemed to be clearly visibly rattled. I mean, he almost hit the next guy in the face, right?
Yeah, he hit him in the hand, I think.
Yeah. That was not a pleasant scene there, but I think he'll be okay. He's been good other than that one pitch.
So the big news other than Giancarlo Stanton would be Hyunjin Ryu leaving Friday start with a shoulder injury. He was on the DL earlier this season with a shoulder injury. He had inflammation. This is going to be, you know, he's not going to go on the DL because it's September, but the third time he's missing time all year, and you may not get Ryu for the rest of the season. Carlos Frias likely to start in his place Wednesday at Colorado, and you will avoid that.
That's a save you're not going to get from Jansen right there.
Who knows?
I know, who knows.
That's wishful thinking for you.
Yeah.
Michael Wacha had his Sunday start pushed back. We don't know when he'll make his next start. You got to sit him, right?
Yeah.
And Chris Davis suspended 25 games starting last Friday for amphetamines. What do you think about Davis now? Going into next year. So basically, John Heyman wrote a story on it. He was using Adderall, according to Davis. And apparently, he's got ADD, I believe, or ADHD. I'm just going to do a quick search for the Heyman story. this seems like important stuff. I don't want to screw up. And the ball was becoming a blur for him. So he really needed it, so he used the Adderall. But what I thought was most interesting is you could say, well, this is why he hasn't been good this year. This is why he hit over 50 home runs in 2013. Apparently he didn't use it in 2013. So what do you think about Chris Davis going forward next year?
Well, a lot of this is taking his word for it, right? I mean,
yes, that is to a degree taking his word for it, yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of ball players with ADD, ADHD, whichever it is. I mean, it's just it's a pretty common thing these days. And I remember there was a story back when Adam LaRoche was with the Braves about him taking a banned substance, but him getting permission to take it because of his ADD. And Chris Davis said he had permission to take it before, and so he kind of assumed he'd be clear to take it again and didn't follow through the necessary steps to do it. I mean, the reason it's a 25-game suspension is because it's not under the performance enhancers. It's under the drugs of abuse, like,
right,
you know.
But it is a performance enhancer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could certainly say it is. But at the same time, it's one that a player could take if he has a valid reason to take it and goes through and gets the goes through the proper channels to get approved for it and everything. So I'm not sure there's really any takeaway here in fantasy as far as his value goes. I'm not like a simplistic takeaway would be like you said, oh, this is why he's not good anymore, but it's just like that seems like an assumption that is reckless and not one that I want to apply to my assessment of him either for, well, I guess this year's over, so for next year. It doesn't really change anything for me.
Okay, and so it wasn't necessarily that he didn't use Adderall last year. I can assume he didn't, because he did not have the therapeutic use exemption last year when he hit over 50 home runs and had a great season. So,
yeah.
So we'll talk about that during the offseason, but yeah, Chris Davis will not be playing for the rest of the 2014 regular season. That's a big blow for them. I would say not as big as people have made it out to be, in my opinion.
They already have the division locked
up. Well, yeah, but going forward, I mean, for the playoffs, I don't really think they need him.
Are they going to miss him that much of the playoffs?
I don't think so.
I think they had eight games of the playoffs. Wow, that is so the first series at least. I mean, because he was playing third base for them, not first base anymore, and he was the replacement for Manny Machado over there. So now they go from a plus offensive contributor there, I would still classify him as such, to no contribution there. So he's not their top hitter anymore or anything, but it's a loss that could cost them, sure.
You know who they have, though.
Who do they have?
They've got Steve Pierce.
They do.
And he's back, Scott.
He's great.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that in a second. Weekend standouts, Shelby Miller. I think you got to start him this week. He's got Cincinnati, and he's using his curveball more. We talked about that. He's also using a sinker now. Last five starts for Miller, 2-0, 1.64 ERA. You going with him this week against Cincinnati?
I don't know that I would.
Cincinnati's so bad.
I know, but it's like I feel like there's enough other pitchers on at least the head-to-head teams I'm used to running that I wouldn't have to resort to a Shelby Miller type in a one-start week. And,
right.
And then in Roto, where maybe you would just to get another starter in there, he's not getting you strikeouts, so I don't know that he would be the best choice either.
That's fair. But do you feel like he at least could have a good start? Not like we're so worried
like
about him anymore?
Yeah, okay, that's fair to say. If you do start him, I don't think it's the wrong move necessarily.
How about Derek Holland? 1-0 with a .86 ERA, no walks, 17 strikeouts in 21 innings. Is he a must-start? He's either got Oakland or the Angels on the road this week, depending on the rotation for the Rangers.
Yeah, it's hard for me to call him a must-start. I do like him a little more than Miller, though. Like you said, no walks since he came back. And he was basically a must-start pitcher last year. It's just, for a bad team, only three starts since he's returned. Granted, three great starts. I don't know that I could label him a must-start yet.
Kevin Gausman is 57% owned. He has Toronto this week. Gausman has pitched seven innings with seven strikeouts in each of his last three starts, gave up four earned runs, two earned runs, and no earned runs in those three starts. He might be coming around here. Mm-hmm. Would you go with Gausman this week against Toronto?
No, I don't think I would. Maybe in a Sparp situation I could see it, though I probably would go with a Kenley Jansen over him. It's not quite Mike Fiers. But this does really excite me for next year.
Yeah.
Because it does. It seems like, obviously, tons of potential there, and he's showing signs of a breakthrough here. Might be a sleeper for me.
Matt Clark, Milwaukee first baseman, has homered in three straight games. Now, those games are Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday. When Jonathan Lucroy plays first base, Clark sits once against the lefty. He's a left-handed hitter, but is there any value here in a roto league for Matt Clark?
I don't know that like a standard mixed roto league I'd go for that, but he does definitely have some power. He showed it in the minors. He's 27 years old, and I'm always a little skeptical of rookies who don't really get the call until then. But Chris Davis, with a K, himself was pretty old. Not quite that old, but pretty old before he finally got called up. And obviously he's been an asset in fantasy. Like you said, Clark sits when Lucroy starts at first base, and that will probably happen a lot more over the final 2 weeks because Lucroy has said he doesn't want to sit, and that's going to be the only way
to keep him in
the lineup. Well,
if you don't want to sit, John Lucroy.
Hey, they're falling out of it. They need his bat in the lineup.
They do. All right, I just wanted to bring him up. Hey, would you start Yasiel Puig this week? Three games at Colorado, four at the Cubs.
I would.
Yeah?
I would.
Okay. And then I got two guys that are interesting. I think A.J. Pollock could have a good week. They're at Colorado for four games, three at home against San Francisco and then four at Colorado. He's 35% owned, scored 22 fantasy points last week, mostly from one big game.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mark Trumbo, I don't know that I trust him, but if you've been starting him, at least you got those Colorado games. But one home run in 52 games since the All-Star break.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It is. But the matchups are great, like you said. I like Pollock this week, too. He's ninth on my sleepers list. Trumbo's eighth.
Okay.
So,
do they have the best matchups, Arizona?
They have the third best matchups, actually.
Take us through the matchups.
All right. I'll do that. Colorado, who you said Arizona was there. That's part of the reason they're so high in the matchups. Colorado's at home all week, though, so they're number one. Number two are the Dodgers, who are the other team at Colorado this week. Number three is Diamondbacks, then the Indians, and the Athletics are the best matchups.
Okay. Now, Colorado's got a couple of interesting players that are a little dinged up. Justin Morneau, reports seem to indicate he could be back today. How many lefties does Colorado have? Because Morneau is a guy you're going to have to make a decision on.
Three.
Yeah, I think I might sit him. What do you think?
Yeah, no, It was a shallower league where I made this decision, one where Howie Kendrick was out there on waivers, and Kendrick's been red hot, so I dropped Morneau and picked up Kendrick to be my utility player in that league. And anything deeper, maybe like a standard roto with the start, 14 hitters in a standard roto lineup? Might be harder to sit him there. They don't think he's going to miss a lot of time.
And Arenado, he's dinged up too. So I think try to wait until more information comes out, but keep an eye on that. But you probably can't get away from Arenado this week.
Nah. No, you don't want to.
And the worst matchup, Scott?
The worst. Begin with the Twins, who get the Tigers and the Indians rotations, which includes Corey Kluber for their six games. Then the Marlins, the Braves, the Phillies, and the Rangers. Yeah, so those are the ones there. I do think there's one interesting note here, kind of looking back at the good matchups. The Dodgers had the second best with the three games at Coors Field. Five lefties are on schedule for the Dodgers this week. And that's interesting because Adrian Gonzalez has like a 550 OPS against left-handers. He's batting around 200. I still left him as too obvious at first base. I can't bring myself to sit Adrian Gonzalez, even though with five lefties, it does seem kind of scary. The matchups are just too good.
Okay. So who are your sleepers?
Yeah, so I mentioned, for the Rockies, I have Kadir, and I do have Morneau on there as a sleeper for this week. Steve Pierce, who we mentioned earlier, as hot as he is. The Orioles weren't among the teams with the five best matchups, but they do have good matchups, so I would go with him. I also like Josh Rutledge. His home-away splits are favorable when he's at Coors Field, which the Rockies are all this week. So I like him, and I like Russell Martin at catcher. I think he's basically been a stud this year after missing a pretty long stretch earlier in the season with injury. But for some reason, like, nobody's that interested in buying into him. Like, I think he's top five catcher material right now with Gattis dealing with strep throat and Miguel Montero falling off. Martin's up there with the best at the position.
Let's look at some bullpen stuff here, Scott. Tell me if you are scared about starting any of these guys. Jake McGee, struggling a little bit.
Yeah, and there was a weird
Grant Balfour said.
Yeah, the Grant Balfour on Saturday, I believe it was.
Yep.
McGee pitched the eighth and Balfour pitched the ninth, and I looked at the hitters they faced, and it didn't really make a lot of sense to me. But then they went right back to that Sunday to Balfour setting up McGee. McGee blew the save. I don't know. It's risky. Roto League, I'd probably just go with McGee because you're going to get good numbers otherwise. But head-to-head, I'd rather not.
Fernando Rodney, last nine appearances, ERA of 5. 6 walks, 7 strikeouts, and 9 innings.
Yeah, I would go with him. I trust him still.
Glenn Perkins, not sure he's healthy. Gave up a home run in 2 straight games. He's allowed 7 earned runs in his last 7 appearances.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, healthy enough to play, but who knows? Because this time last week we were saying you should probably sit him because he had, I think, a neck injury.
Yeah.
Perkins, what do you think?
I guess I could see sitting him. It would depend so much on the situation, though. Closers, like relief pitchers, that one position where the value and just how much you trust them depends so much on your format.
Yeah. As long as they're getting saves, they're usually pretty valuable.
Right.
Mike Matheny says he's going to try to avoid using Trevor Rosenthal on consecutive days. So that means you should sit him today if you're in a daily league. I don't even know if they play today. But if they do, you should sit him today. He's got to save yesterday.
They do not.
Okay, then you don't have to worry about that. But he might not get saves on consecutive days. In fact, Pat Neshek got a save Saturday.
Yeah, this raises Neshek's value. And, I mean, if you didn't like him already for the ERA and whip, which the whip is like 0.6 something, I think you need to own Neshek. Just a blanket statement. Own him in rotisserie leagues.
Houston Street's back after missing 5 games with a hamstring injury. Sean Doolittle's back. Got a save Saturday. Pitched yesterday. I would think he probably won't pitch today if they play today. But again, I have no idea if they play today. Do they play today? Oakland?
They do not.
Okay. Maybe that's why he pitched yesterday in a non-save situation. San Diego hopes that Joaquin Benoit will be back soon, but it doesn't look like he's a threat to Quackenbush this week. Jonathan Papelbon, be careful with this one. He could be facing a suspension for grabbing his crotch in a very inappropriate way toward the Phillies fans and then going off on Joe West, the umpire. And Drew Storen, 34% owned, got his 5th save Sunday. He is our most added player in CBSSports.com leagues. He's now 34% owned. And you should go get Drew Storen if you need saves.
Rafael Soriano did return over the weekend. I think he pitched the 7th inning in a game. So it doesn't look like the takeover is imminent there. But Storen's last save was on the shaky side. It wasn't.
It was 2 hits.
Yeah, 2 hits in an inning. And, he was perfect in the role before that. So, yeah, I agree. Storen needs to be picked up. He may be somebody I would consider benching Perkins for. But it's not completely. The job's not completely his yet.
Time now for our injuries, news, and notes presented by Squarespace. Anthony Rizzo hoping to return today. Start him this week?
I am leaning toward it, yeah.
Matt Latos could be out for the season with an elbow injury. Brock Holt has a concussion. He's out indefinitely. Boston reportedly close to calling up outfielder Rusney Castillo. David Ortiz, now this is a very interesting one. Do you start or sit Ortiz? First of all, they have three games in an NL park, and he was pulled from yesterday's game with a family emergency. John Farrell said Ortiz could meet up with the team on the upcoming road trip, which is at Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
what do you think? You know, I got a question on Twitter. Do I start David Ortiz or Mookie Betts? At the time, I said Ortiz. This family emergency might change things. I don't know how many games he's going to play this week.
Well, I think he is supposed to be back, like, beginning of the Pittsburgh series. I think I read he was already on a plane back.
Okay.
Not sure.
I don't think
so,
because he got. I think what you read was that he was on a plane to his family emergency because he got pulled from yesterday's game.
It was a tweet. I don't know if I'll have a chance to find it here, but anyway, I think as far as the DH situation in Pittsburgh goes, I think Mike Napoli is probably the one who's going to lose more of the time there. They face two righties and lefty. Maybe they sit Ortiz against the lefty, assuming he is back Tuesday, and then start him against the two righties. I would probably start Ortiz this week.
All right. Works for me. Danny Duffy aiming to return Tuesday. Kansas City seems optimistic he'd be facing the White Sox. Start or sit Danny Duffy?
I would sit him.
Steven Vogt's been out with a sore ankle. No timetable right now. Giovanni Soto should be ready for tomorrow's game. Evan Gattis missed the entire weekend series at Texas with strep throat. So pay attention to that situation there. Matt Adams, starter sit this week. He missed Sunday's game with an oblique injury, and Daniel Descalso started at first base. Matt Adams.
Yeah, Matt Adams. They do face five righties this week, the Cardinals, but I think with the injury situation, you're probably going to avoid him.
And mention that Charlie Morton is joining the Pittsburgh rotation, and Vance Worley's in the bullpen. Mike Leake dealing with a dead arm right now. And his last three starts have been rough, so you probably want to sit Mike Leake. He's got St. Louis on the road this week. Justin Morneau talked about him. And Nolan Arenado talked about him. So John Lackey having his next start skipped. No longer a two-star pitcher. He has a dead arm. He may not make any starts. Sit John Lackey. Brandon Belt likely to come off the DL Tuesday or Wednesday. There's no chance I'm trusting him unless I absolutely have to. Martin Prado back in the lineup with two homers in his last five games. Starter sit Prado.
I would start Prado unless it's just like a crazy shallow league.
And Starling Marte returned yesterday as a defensive replacement for Pittsburgh. He's been dealing with an elbow injury. Aramis Ramirez was out Sunday with hamstring tightness, and the quote from Ron Renicki said, quote, it's holding up, but not good. So I'd be a little hesitant on Ramirez. How about you, Aramis?
Yeah, I'd be a little hesitant. But it is third base, so sometimes I mean, you might not really have any other choice.
Steven Strasburg has a very, very interesting week, Scott. At Atlanta, at Miami. And those are nightmares for him. His ERA over 7 against Atlanta. And he just almost always seems to struggle at Miami.
Yeah.
Would you give any thought to benching Steven Strasburg this week?
Any thought? I guess some, but there's no way I'm sitting him. There's no way I'm sitting Steven Strasburg in a two-start week. I against an Atlanta team that just got swept by the Rangers. I know they seem to have his number, but I just don't see how you do that.
Yeah, his last start at Miami, by the way, 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, so that was pretty good. First start at Miami was bad, and he doesn't have a great history there, as I recall. Does that sound right to you?
That does sound right.
I'll double check.
Either.
Ready? At Miami last year, 2 innings, 7 runs. And that was his only start at Miami in 2013. Yeah, he's got bad history at Miami, but okay. Start him anyway. 2-star pitcher changes. Porcello gets 2 if the Tigers go to a 4-man rotation without Kyle Lobstein. Colin McHugh and Trupiano get 2 for Houston as Brad Peacock is out with a sore lower back. Kazmir gets 2 starts, Samardzija 1. Morton 2, Worley to the bullpen for the 5th time. Kashner 2, Kennedy 2, Despaigne 1. Lance Lynn gets 2 with Lackey getting scratched. Odorizzi is a 1-star guy. Stroman is a 2-star guy this week instead of last week. And Mark Burley gets 1 start this week for the Blue Jays.
We got to ask again, is Stroman actually going to make two starts?
Let's see what the matchups are.
That first one is against...
at Baltimore and at the Yankees.
Yeah. Well, the first one's the Yankees. So it's a little more questionable.
Baltimore.
What?
According
to looks
this.
Like he's going against Capuano. On Monday? Or if... Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's the Yankees. I think so.
I think it's at Baltimore.
Great.
Yeah, it's at Baltimore.
Well, either way.
That's a big difference because, you know, he's going to make his first start. But is he going to make his second start, which would be a much – you know, the Yankees one is the one you want him for, not the Baltimore one necessarily.
It does look like Baltimore on the site.
It's Baltimore.
I don't know why it's saying – you know why it's saying that?
Why
because
that?
I'm looking at the Rays instead of the Blue Jays.
Well, yeah.
At Baltimore is kind of scary. So
he's been pitching very well.
I'm not saying you sit him because of that. You didn't just assume he's not going to make that second start, because if it's a two-start Stroman, you do want that. It's just you can't. It's like I said last week. You have to be okay living with him for just a one start at Baltimore to start him.
All right, Scott, I got to tell you about Squarespace.com. You asked about AdamAzer.com. I use Squarespace to create the website, and you know, even though I haven't updated it, trust me, it was a very, very easy process to create, and the website looks really good. So I 100% recommend Squarespace.com. You can easily create your own professional website or online portfolio. They've got new features, new designs, and great customer support. The one time I ran into a little bit of an issue, I got in on a chat with a customer support agent for Squarespace. They helped me out very quickly, and the website was up and running. And it's so cheap. $8 a month, that's what it starts at, includes a free domain if you sign up for a year, and every design includes a unique mobile experience, so the style of your website is going to look good on the web, and it's going to look good on your mobile device. Start a free trial with no credit card required. Start building your website today, and when you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code FUN to get 10% off and to show your support for our podcast. Thanks a lot to Squarespace for supporting the Fantasy Baseball Today's podcast. That's Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website. Most added and most dropped players, Scott. Drew Storen, Drew Hutchison. He's pitching pretty well.
He is.
That Drew Hutchison.
Yeah. What's that all about?
61% owned. Is he a two-start guy? Let's take a look. Yes, he is, at Baltimore and at the Yankees. Start or sit?
I'm still probably going to sit him. It's hard to erase the inconsistency from earlier in the year. From my mind, it's still there. I'm still driven by it.
How about a one-star Tim Hudson or a two-star Hutchison? Hudson was dreadful.
Well, Hutchison. Yeah, okay. Hudson's been... Right.
How about a one-star James Paxton at Houston or a two-star Hutchison?
I would probably go Paxton there.
Xander Bogaerts, third on the most added list, and this guy is raking,
mm-hmm.
And this is a guy who's having a very encouraging finish to the season. I'm just trying to get the exact numbers here for Bogaerts. It doesn't matter. They're great. He's got like 4 home runs in his last 7 games.
Yeah.
3 home runs in his last 6 games, excuse me, batting .368 in September.
Yep, and obviously the potential's been there all along. Huge upside for this guy, like Troy Tulowitzki-type upside for a shortstop. So to see him finish like this, and I would be willing to run him out there. I had to find a replacement third baseman this week for a league where I lost David Wright, and I was happy to start him. He's my 7th sleeper for this week.
Here's an email from BW. Dear Huggies, Pampers, and Loves. Oh, okay.
Diaper brands.
I'm in
looking into those.
Yeah. Good one for you. I'm in second place in my Roto League. My only shot to win is to score on some risky upside plays. Am I crazy to think about benching Adrian Beltre for Rutledge, Bogaerts, or Juan Uribe? And he makes a good point about Beltre. And I think it's entirely about the horrible, horrible lineup protection he has. I've seen the way teams are pitching to Beltre. But he's really just not hitting a lot of homers or helping that much with the counting stats. So would you bench Beltre for Rutledge, Bogaerts, or Uribe?
He said it's a Roto League then?
Yeah.
But batting average isn't Like, his batting average.
Batting average helps.
And
yeah.
He's still delivering as far as that goes. And what were the choices again? I'm sorry.
No problem. Rutledge, Bogarts, Juan Uribe.
I could see doing it for Bogarts. And again, this is one guy's specific situation. It's
got to take a gamble.
It's not across the board. Sit Beltre for Bogarts. I think that's. But I think that's a bad idea. But if you have nothing to lose and Bogarts is clearly very hot right now, I could see doing that.
You buying into Alejandro de Aza at all? He's playing pretty well for Baltimore.
I would rather go for Steve Pierce.
Jordy Mercer is fifth on the most added list. Good start this week?
He's okay, I guess. I don't mind the Pirates matchups. But however many leagues I'm still alive in, he was on my list of players to consider adding, and I never really got that close to adding him.
Now, Al was saying how much he liked Jared Cozart. That was before Cozart's last start, which was only one earned run on four hits in six innings, two walks, seven strikeouts. So another good one for Cozart. He's sixth on the most added list. Would you rather have Cozart or Hutchison? Cozart is at the Mets and home against Washington.
I would rather have Cozart. I do feel like I trust the consistency a little more from him. But Hutchison probably has more upside on a start-to-start basis.
Dan Herron, this is a guy, one of his starts is at Colorado. I don't think he can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Carl Crawford, he's eighth on the most added list. Do you like him?
No, I don't. Because like I said, the Dodgers have five lefties. That's the other one I fix. I knew there was somebody. And a lot of times he just sits against left-handers. So good matchups or not, there's a chance he's not playing much this week.
Tyler Matzek, 23% owned, number nine on the most added list, and he's got the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks at home. Home starts. I know he's been good, but got to be in a deep league, I think. Chris Young, Scott, changed Burrows, and he's been great for the Yankees. He homered Wednesday, he homered Thursday, he homered Friday. And he doubled and he stole home Saturday at Baltimore. What do you think?
I think he's interesting in an AL-only sort of way. I don't know that I could invest in him much beyond that. Is he playing like every day? Right now he is.
Yeah. Well, Beltran's hurt. Brett Gardner was out a while. So with some combination, he plays.
Beltran was saying Sunday that he was available for that game. It feels like he'll be back in the lineup. So I don't know how much longer that'll last.
I think he'll still play. Like they're playing like this guy, Antoine Richardson. It'll be Ellsbury, it'll be Gardner, and then it'll be at either DH or outfield. I think Chris Young will play. He's honestly their best hitter right now.
Yeah.
They can't hit.
Sure.
Keep an eye on Chris Young. TJ House has two starts this week. He has one start this week. And he's 11th. And then David Freese is 12th. It's not the most exciting, most added list. But Steve Pierce is there. He's 14th. You like Pierce this week?
I do like Pierce this week. He had that abdominal injury, or pectoral. It was something in the torso area that kept him out for a couple weeks. But he seems to have picked up right where he left off before then, just on fire again. So I like him. I do want to touch on TJ House a bit,
who
you kind of glossed over there. Last three starts, 21 innings, two earned runs, 20 strikeouts to zero walks in 21 innings. Just seems like he's another of those Indians pitchers who I looked at the minor league numbers and I didn't really think much of him, but like Corey Kluber and Carlos Carrasco before him, he is starting to catch my attention here. Just they're beginning to develop a reputation as an organization who develops pitchers well at the major league level.
I got another guy I want to talk about that I mentioned on the most added list, Ryan Vogelsong, on a two-start week. Both are on the road, and that's usually a bad thing. This is at Arizona and at San Diego. I'm going to start him. Now, he's been pitching pretty well lately, other than a start at Colorado that was rough. But it's weird. I mean, his road starts are bad typically. His last three road starts have been four innings at the Cubs. That might have been a rain delay game, but he gave up two runs in those four innings. Five and a third, three earned runs at Washington, and then he got blasted at Colorado. But Arizona and San Diego, I'm going to take my chances.
Me too. I'm actually starting him, or I had planned to before I got eliminated. I was going to start him over Ian Kennedy to start Kennedy. So I with those matchups, I think it's worth it for Vogelsong.
And the most drop list is a bunch of guys that are either hurt or shut down for the year. Like Chase Anderson might be shut down for the year, by the way. Starter sit, Brett Gardner, batting .213 in August, 1-for-10 with 5 strikeouts since coming back from an injury.
I'd rather not start him, but in a 5 outfielder league, he may be your best option.
Starter sit, Javier Baez, homered Friday and Saturday, singled and stole a base Sunday. He was ice cold before that. Javier Baez.
Right, and I don't like the Cubs matchups this week. I would probably sit him, but shortstop being as shallow as it is, you could do a lot worse than him, too.
Marlon Byrd batting .176 in September, starter sit.
I think I would only consider sitting him in a 3 outfielder league, but the Phillies don't have great matchups this week.
Jay Bruce, he's been awful.
Yeah, he has. To me, it's another 3 outfielder, 5 outfielder league thing.
I'm not starting him in a 5 outfielder league. I would start Torii Hunter over him.
Okay, but you probably have to start both in a 5 outfielder league.
You know, look, I think I'm framing it like, if you're still making these decisions right now, you probably have a really good team.
Yeah.
And
well, you could have a really good team with Jay Bruce on it.
I do have a really good team with Jay Bruce on it. You know where he is? He's on my bench.
He's on your bench?
I'll tell you the 5 outfielders
I'm
starting
over him. All
right,
we're the 5 outfielders.
Jacoby Ellsbury. This is a roto league.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Markakis. J.D. Martinez. Danny Santana, Jorge Soler, and Torii Hunter in the outfield. And I'm going to replace Torii Hunter with Steve Pierce right now. So that's 6 guys I'd start over him. I just don't want anything to do with Jay Bruce.
Well, you have a stacked outfield then. What can I say? But I'm what place in that league? I'm like 5th place, maybe?
Memorial. You are in 5. Yeah, 5th place.
Yeah. Here's a question I asked for you. Why are you sitting? Who is it you said you're sitting for? Pierce? Torii Hunter? I do like the Tigers matchup.
No. I'm going to put Pierce in for Hunter. But I put Hunter in over Bruce.
Right. Why not Markakis? Why are you starting Markakis?
I could do that.
Well, he's 147 in his last 24 games.
Yeah.
And no power.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah.
That's how but I'd still start Markakis.
I'd go Bruce
over Markakis.
I could see. You take Markakis out, put in Pierce. I could see starting all 5 of those outfielders over Bruce, but it's a close call with Pierce there for the 5th one, and
no,
Bruce
sixth.
Would probably
He's my
be
6th outfielder.
Bruce would probably be number 6
over Danny Santana or Jorge Soler.
Wait, you're benching both Pierce?
No. I got a DH in here too. Ready?
Oh, okay.
Ellsbury, Hunter, J.D. Martinez, Danny Santana, Jorge Soler, Steve Pierce. Would you start Jay Bruce over any of those guys?
No.
Yeah, hell no, because he stinks.
But that's I think, an exceptional case, Adam.
I have an exceptional team.
That's true. You're winning, right?
Yeah, I am. That's a good team. Ryan is the only league I'm going to win, by the way. Lost three leagues last week. Rough week. Making the playoffs is what I strive for, and then after that,
yeah,
you just hope you get the breaks.
It's pretty much a crapshoot. We go with the 2-week playoff periods, which helps reduce some of the luck factor.
Yeah.
But it's still, I mean, and look, you want everybody who makes the playoffs to have a chance to win it. Otherwise, what's the point? So you can only counteract the luck so much.
How about Ryan Braun? 4-for-13 with a home run in his last 4 games, but that thumb scares me. How about you?
It does scare me, and this was the first week all season that I left him out of the two obvious in the outfield section. But he had a decent weekend after getting a day off, so I probably still lean towards starting him.
How many righties for Adam Lind this week?
For Adam Lind, there are 5 righties, I believe.
Well, Adam Lind slugs 561. He's 364, 425, 561 against righties. 31% owned.
And he had a big home run yesterday.
Yes, he did.
I could see that in a roto league.
Kenneth Vargas or Adam Lind, who would you go with?
Well, the Twins have the worst matchups, and Vargas is kind of his first real cold spell here, so I think I'd lean Lind there. Lind there.
All right, and how about Chris Carter, start or sit?
Chris Carter, I'm starting still.
Let's take a look at some pitchers. Yovani Gallardo at Pittsburgh.
No reason to start him.
Chris Archer against the White Sox.
Fringy. I could see it if you're short on options.
R.A. Dickey at the Yankees.
No.
Justin Verlander at Kansas City.
No.
Gio Gonzalez at Atlanta.
I like Archer a little more, but the same category there.
Gerrit Cole, I believe he has Boston.
Yeah, that would probably be behind both Archer and Gonzalez.
Mike Minor against the Mets.
I don't know what happened to him yesterday.
He was pitching really well before that.
Yeah, he was. I think I would probably start him.
Zach Wheeler at Atlanta.
He's kind of cooled off a little.
Yep.
I like Archer more. I like Gio more. But he's after them.
Two-start Hutchison or one-start Wheeler?
I think I go one-start Wheeler there.
Do you trust Jason Hamill against Texas?
I wouldn't be afraid to start him, but it's a situation where I feel like I'd like my alternatives better. Definitely behind Archer, Wheeler, all of them.
Do you like Henderson Alvarez at the Mets?
I don't love it. I don't love it, no.
I do like Jonathan Neese at Atlanta. He's pitching well. What do you think?
Yeah, he is pitching well, and that's obviously a good matchup right now. I don't know. It's hard. You've mentioned his high whip before. He doesn't have, like, knockout stuff, so he's not going to pile up strikeouts probably, even against the Braves. He's kind of in the Shelby Miller class for me.
I've got two Cleveland Indians pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like Trevor Bauer at Minnesota or Danny Salazar at Houston?
No, I don't really like either. Bauer has the control issue. Salazar still doesn't pitch deep into games, with the exception of that shutout a couple starts ago.
Miguel Gonzalez had a two-start week. One was really good, one was not so good. You know, quality start, but only one strikeout. He's got Boston this week. What do you think?
I think you can do better.
All right, and anybody in deep leagues that you could consider going with? Nate Karns was really good for Tampa Bay. David Holmberg has St. Louis on the road. Marco Gonzalez faces Cincinnati. Kyle Kendrick's been all right lately. Jay Happ is at Baltimore. It's tough. And Scott Feldman is, I believe, at Seattle. Yes, they have a six-man rotation, so Seattle.
And Feldman has a 2.19 ERA in his last five starts. He's really been pitching well. I would probably trust him over these upstarts who really just have one good start going for them. But it is strictly in the deeper league sense.
Injuries, news, and notes, part two. Ryan Zimmerman hoping to return for the final week of the season. You might see him in the outfield. You might see him at either corner infield spot, but we'll see if he even comes back for the regular season. Tommy Malone is not going to start today due to neck soreness, and he could miss the rest of the season. Jimmy Rollins has missed six straight games. Josh Hamilton has missed 10 straight, so you want to avoid them. Alex Avila left Sunday's game with lightheadedness. He's not expected to play today. And Brandon Moss homered for the first time in 40 games.
Oh, he's been so bad.
Right?
He's like a must-sit.
Huge shock. Huge shock.
Just a collapse.
Sam in North Hollywood, California has a question. Our email address, by the way, is fantasybaseball@cbsi.com. We'll focus on some keeper questions later in the week, but here are some starter sit questions. How much can I expect from Ryan Braun going forward? I'd like to drop him for a pitcher in my 10-team points league.
Well, it's a 10-team league, so it's shallow, so there's an abundance of alternatives, and you really need top-of-the-line production to distinguish yourself. I don't think this time of year he's undroppable, because what can you expect from him? Like I said, he had a day off, and that usually seems to help the thumb issue, but even so... since June 1st, he's batting .252 with a .744 OPS. That doesn't sound like the kind of production that's going to set you apart in a 10-team league.
Here's an email from Genesis. He says, Dear Chris Johnson, James Jones, and Manny Ramirez.
What do those guys have in common? Oh, they all wore 99 at some point?
No, they're all football and baseball names.
Oh, well, James Jones and Manny Ramirez both wore 99 at
Did
some
they?
Point. Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Teron and Hamels have been the core of my pitching staff all year, but now they've been sucking it up. I'm in first place in an 11-team league with 9 pitchers. I'm losing ground in my pitching stats. I've been streaming Peavy, Cozart, Archer, Petit, Hughes, Buchholz, Cologne, and Buchholz, Cologne, and Gibson are on the wire. Should I keep one of those guys and drop Teron or Hamels? Hell no.
No.
Look, Teron lost, but what did he give up? 3 unearned runs in like 7 innings on Saturday?
No, Teron's been pretty good. Not quite as good as the start of the season, but no,
Hamels.
You're not dropping him. And Hamels is
Am I missing
great.
Something with Hamels?
Not that I know.
Yeah, no, come on, Genesis. Those
little,
guys have been fine.
A little overthinking here.
Hamels is a 2.51 ERA. Come on now.
Yeah. Get out of here.
I guess
out
he
of
had
here.
A somewhat of a bad August.
Get out of here with those football players. This is baseball.
Aaron Hamels is going to be facing Oakland this week, and Oakland can't hit. He's not going to win, maybe.
Not anymore.
They can't hit.
Not going to work.
Not going to hit anymore. Aaron Maldonado from Queens, New York. If all goes well in the next 2 days, I'll advance to the championship next week. Well, hopefully that happened. So here we go. Head-to-head points league. Who do I start from this group? Xander Bogaerts, Gene Segura, Nick Castellanos, Chris Valleca.
You start Xander Bogaerts. How many do we need to start here?
2.
That's the only one I'm excited to start. Nick Castellanos is number 2 on my list.
And Chris in the ITC. Dear Lucky, Dusty, and Ned, please help me set my lineup. 12-team head-to-head points league. I'm going with Cueto, a 2-start Strasburg, Sonny Gray, Travis Wood, Mike Fiers, a 2-start Kennedy, and McHugh. So, would you sit any of these, or Sean Doolittle, or Drew Storen, for Garrett Cole, Mike Minor, or Yusmeiro Petit?
Well. No, I don't think I'd sit any of the starting pitchers. McHugh has been on fire. He's the only questionable one to me.
I might sit
you know
Storen.
What, Kennedy. You might sit
for Minor or Petit.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking at the relievers next.
Oh, yeah, Kennedy, too. You could do that.
Yeah, Kennedy's the one starter. I glossed over him. Even with 2 starts, he's just been so shaky recently. I would start Minor over him. I would start Cole over him. And then I probably would sit Storen for whichever of those other two. So get Cole and Minor in your lineup, bench Kennedy and Storen.
It's tough to sit Storen. I understand he's been really good. And I think, you know, he struggled yesterday, but I think it was his first time pitching in like 5 days or something. But
right.
I'm just worried that he won't get every save. Is that
exactly?
What, is that what
in a points league, if you don't have to start a true relief pitcher, starters score more typically. So unless it's a real scrubby type starter, you want him over the closer.
Petit is going to be either at San Diego or at Arizona. So I think it's Arizona. Either way, he should have a good start.
And you know, based on that explanation I just gave about how maybe you do start a 2-start Kennedy still. You don't have to protect the ratios in head-to-head points, so even if he has kind of a crummy start, I mean, he's still probably going to score you positive. You know what? Forget benching Kennedy. Bench the 2 closers for Minor and Cole. And
Cole?
You're going to win the league.
No, I'd go Petit over Cole.
I'd go Cole over Petit.
Cole hasn't been very good. I'm just looking at Kennedy's matchups, Philadelphia and San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Petit's three of four starts have been great, but he's still Yusmeiro Petit, and I'm still afraid that it's going to be 3 out of 5 starts that'll have been great.
I just want to
after
see
his next start.
Before we go, Garrett Cole is facing. He pitched the 12th. 1, 2, 3. Boston at home. Yeah. All right, fine. Agree to disagree. Scott, we're done. We're back tomorrow.
We're done.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and have a good one.